This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Stephen, congratulations on your gold. I mean, you started the week with a golden world record and you ended it in your strongest in the butterfly. You must be feeling on top of the world at the moment.
Yeah, it's not really sunken still. There's not really much more I can ask for as an athlete. 2 gold medals out of 3 is pretty great. If I really want to be critical, I could be disappointed with coming fourth, but I'm finding that hard to do so on the freestyle, because I gave it everything I could on that event and I tried something new to try and get a win, and it just didn't pan out, and it was so close. You know, sometimes there's just a little bit of luck involved.
Well, that was incredible. I mean, was it 0.03 seconds between second and fourth place in the freestyle?
Yes, it was, yeah. And you know what? It sucks for me, but it's great for the spectators, it's great for the sport, and hopefully for the future of para swimming. Yeah. You know, the fans want to watch close racing, they don't want it to be someone winning by a mile every time. You know, that's fantastic for the individual athlete, but not so fun for the crowd.
And in the final of the SB12 100 butterfly tonight, I think you were third at the halfway mark, and then you obviously steamed through to finish. Do you sort of know what's happening at that point and know that you've got more to give?
I didn't have a clue. All I can really remember about that race is that it hurt a lot. The last 25. I know when I come off the wall, I've got a really good chance of closing any distance. I've got, don't want to sound braggy, but I've got the best underwater phase in the field. So I know wherever I touch at 50, I'm going to surface on that second 50 ahead of the rest. And that third 25 is just about get as much lead as I can.
And it was amazing. I mean, the noise tonight was incredible. And I know you said earlier in the week, I think there was 30 or 40 supporters coming to see you.
Yeah, I've got an army. They stood their ground against the French. So, you know, it was unbelievable to have them here tonight. And I'm so grateful I got to share that experience with them. And I can't wait to get around to them after this and celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, time to celebration, and also time, as you say, for people back in the UK, vision impaired people who might think about swimming, to see you and everyone else competing this week and see all the achievements, the medals and everything else, and encourage people to get into swimming as vision impaired people.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, weirdly, I think visual impaired athletes are really underrepresented in para sport. You know, I think it's a disability that can really, really integrate into performance sports so well. It's going forward as an athlete, I think my job is to now look at how I can get more people involved in sport, or whatever it is they're passionate about. I think for me, as a young teenager and a young adult, I struggled a lot with anxiety and depression, and swimming was a huge factor of getting me out of that darker place. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I don't want to quote statistics or anything like that, so I'm not going to. But you know, I think there's quite a lot of young kids who are probably in a similar position to I was when I was younger, and I think that's a tragedy. I think this belief for me, there was a huge belief that I couldn't do a lot of things, and that's just simply not true. And for me, I feel it's my responsibility as an athlete and as an ambassador of sport to make sure that, you know, there's options out there, whether that's in sport or in the pool or just in any other passion they have. I think there's as a kid or a young man in your 20s, you have the freedom to explore life and play with life and find something you love, and I think once you do that, there's not really much that can stop you in terms of finding joy in life.
Yeah, I know you've certainly done that this week with your 2 golds, the world record and everything else. I mean, I think you've cracked it, and you've also, you know, you're a good person for people to look up to and encourage people to get into sport. Stephen, congratulations on your 2 golds and the world record, and thanks so much indeed. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Appreciate it.